Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
404-726-0929.
I called you a clown about 3 weeks.
Get him out of here!
Note to self, don't call Dukes a clown.
Write that down. It's not even that. He felt so obligated, like, hey, can we...
call Batman entitled and all with his chest puffed out.
Yes, can we talk about the matter at hand? You got 364 more days to call me that. Today's not the day, okay? Let's talk to Nate Marietta. Nate, what are you thinking, man? We lose 31-25. There's just so many things it feels like. And Mark, I don't know about you. It's becoming overwhelming. Like, you felt like a few weeks ago, okay, hey, if we fix a few things, we'll be okay. Now it just feels like it's just more stuff. And by the way, this Michael Penix thing, I'm telling you right now, this confidence issue doesn't get fixed. These missed throws continue. This is only going to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, the delivering a football on time, on target, is kind of like a primary responsibility of a starting quarterback in the NFL. It didn't happen yesterday, not with any regularity. And I showed you all the plays, you know,
their misses. I don't want to see him again.
I mean, it's just tough. It's tough to watch, you know. And I'm sure in a film room, you know, it's probably a little bit more in depth than what we're looking at. And there's probably some more nuance to why or how it was missed. It's not as simple as, well, he just missed the throw. Sometimes guys don't run the exact route the way the quarterback wants it to and things of that nature. I'll concede that I don't know everything there is to know about that whole thing. But to the untrained eye and to fans, it doesn't look like your quarterback is developing. It looks like at best he's stagnant.
Mm.
And it'll go back to the same thing we say about this team. The inconsistency from the highs of like the Washington game, you know, and the highs of the Buffalo game to the lows of what we saw against Miami and what we saw yesterday are that's alarming, because at least if it was all the same, the problems look diagnosable and fixable and there's a path to correction. When it's back and forth, up and down, it's maddening to everybody. And I'm sure it is to the coaching staff, too, that 1 week they look like world beaters and the next week they look like worms.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, that's one way to put it. And Rye yesterday, by the way, was reluctant to say that Michael Penix played bad. Matter of fact, his comments after the game were, Penix played fine. He was good. He was good. He was fine. No, he wasn't. Sorry.
I'm always weary of immediate post-game comments. I mean, I know...
Because they're in the moment.
They haven't decompressed. They certainly haven't watched a ton of film to really break things down. Like, that's why I enjoy the Mondays more than post-game. Because they've had more time to let it sink in.
But you're talking about, and Nate, I'm going to come to you. I want to mention this, and I'll let you say whatever you want. But you're talking about leadership. You know what leadership is?
Yeah.
Honesty.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Nope. Some people do it better than others. Some people do it more genuinely than others.
It's honesty. Don't blow smoke, man. We all saw it.
And I don't think, listen, I don't think Raheem Morris is being disingenuous when he talks postgame.
Neither do I.
I also
feel like, by saying what is obvious tells us we're on the same page. When you don't do that, it makes it seem like, okay, come on. All right, Nate, you're in Marietta. Nate, thank you for holding, man. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on?
Hold on, fellas. I think that the Falcons need to go ahead and chalk the season up because they're not going to the playoffs. Go ahead. If I'm Arthur Blank, I'm reaching out to Colorado. I'm going to try to pull Byron Leftwich out of the weeds and see if he can develop this quarterback. Because you're right, there's no development. He's got no confidence. Bring somebody who has done it, has worked with winners, has been a winner, and let him develop and bring an offense. I don't know what this high school offense is that they're running, but it is not working. You've got great player in his prime that you're about to waste. I'm just flabbergasted. I don't know. That's all I can take. That's the only two words I can take.
No. And it's a great word. I think we all are. You just want to go get somebody off the tree that you feel like can help the growth of Michael Penix. And look, you throw out Byron Leftwich. There's a ton of guys that you could name potentially that you might feel more comfortable with. I don't know if any of them work, but that's where we are. This is why it's a crisis.
Can I just ask this question? And I'm not indicating the answer. I just genuinely for the three of you. Are we rushing too quick the curve of what we expect from a guy who's played, 11 games now? 12 games now?
I don't think we're rushing it. It's a fair question. What I do think is we don't expect regression. When we saw Michael Penix at his best at Washington, he didn't look like this.
Nope.
This is not what we saw. He threw for more yards than anybody in the country up there. Okay? He had NFL wide receivers. Roma Dunze is starting up there in Chicago. He had guys and dudes he was throwing to. We didn't see this. So I don't know if we're rushing Zeno, but I would tell you we didn't expect regression. And that is what it feels like right now with Michael Penix and what you're visualizing with footwork and things of that nature. Throwing off your back foot, bro, that's not what that we saw. Different dude up there. So we got excited about the idea that the one thing he was going to be able to do, and we've seen him do it at camp. We saw him do it at times in practice. He can spin it. Everybody knows he can throw this damn football. But the way he's delivering it, not on time, and the way that there's something going on, Mark, and that is the issue. So I don't know if I'm rushing him, and maybe I am because I'm impatient with the whole situation right now, but I don't need to see him regress either.
No, we don't want to see him regress. But, again, at this point, when you're starting at baseline zero, which every rookie NFL quarterback does, I mean, one regression, there's some regression that should be expected. Not everybody always trends up. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer. And two, with other quarterbacks picking it up so quickly, the scale gets a little skewed. And that's part of the problem. Not everything is equal in that sense. Not every situation is equal. Not every team has the same pieces and everything else. So these are somewhat, not unfair comparisons, but they are somewhat uneven comparisons. When we start putting Penix's development up against other guys, you have to put it up against the development of the team and the system that he's operating in. And that's where I think fans have the biggest problem, is because they don't trust and believe in the coaching staff to be able to continue this process in a sort of exponential growth manner, right? Like the chart should be going diagonal, not peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys.
Yeah, up and down. To your point, and I'll give you this example, and then we're going to grab Mike in Atlanta, 404-726-0929. Plenty of your phone calls. You are welcome to dial us up and certainly get on today. Voice your opinion, man. And if it's frustration, fine. If it's just, hey, here's what my answer is, great. 404-726-0929. Here's the example. When he was in New England and his coordinators were Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, it was a joke. You didn't think he was any good. Guys, in a loss yesterday where the Rams simply outplayed the 49ers, Mac Jones went 33 of 39 with nobody on the field except Kittle.
And by the way, they got smoked.
They did. No Ayuk. Christian McCaffrey couldn't run the ball. And they said, Mac, I need you to throw it. 33 of 39, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns. If you go back just a few years ago and he's in New England, when Joe Judge and Matt Patricia were his coordinators, everybody said he's done. He's a bum. He can't play. All of a sudden, go look at his record with the 49ers. They lost yesterday, but he played his ass off. And my point is, to your point about these developmental things that happen, he's at a place, Shanahan, that actually has helped him grow as a quarterback, become more comfortable, and guess what? He put up great numbers yesterday.
Way,
but he wasn't throwing at anybody. Go look at who he's got on the field with him.
By the way, we are here with this particular offensive coordinator because of that whole system. The only reason he brought him over from L.A. was because he was a Sean McVay understudy, who was a Kyle McShanahan understudy, and you're expecting all of those same things. Is it fair to say that Zach Robinson is clearly not at the level of those guys?
Oh, it's fair.
It's fair to say that. Is it fair to say also that he's not, you know, doesn't run the same things that they do?
Yeah. It's fair.
I think the concepts are similar, but they don't run it the same way because all those dudes, you know what they do? One, they stay under center. Two, they run a ton more play action. Three, it's just different. And you're trying to take you know, vestiges of that and bring it here and try to develop it into a system that accentuates the skills of the quarterback. It's falling short at this point in time. You can't say anything otherwise. That's a fair assessment. I just, I'm trying to give a little bit of grace where nobody else is from the standpoint of, like, it still is year one of the whole Michael Penix experiment, and whether we believe in Zach Robinson or not as the OC, and whether we believe in this coaching staff as a whole, comes with the product of losing games. You know, you don't instill a lot of faith in people when you don't win. That's unfortunately the nature of the results-based business that is the NFL. Wins matter. Losses tend to tick people off.
How much grace, Zeno?
I think we're getting close to the end of the rope at this point in time. Well, because, I mean, like, here's the thing. Here's what happens. Like, when you talked about no one believes you, right, and the fans don't believe, you can't stay the course when, as you said, there is not much signs of improvement, and it seems like regression, you know, we trip up more than we take two steps forward, right? It's not two steps forward, one step back. It's more like one step forward, two steps back, and we're not gaining any ground on anything. And so to run it back again, although in the big picture, philosophically, it's like the more stability you have, the better off things are going to be. I don't know that you can run it back again without some sort of massive revolt from the fans. I mean, people do their talking with their money.
That's it. And Falcon fans and season ticket holders are all talking about the same things. This is where the discussion is. Mike in Atlanta, thank you for being patient. Mike, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's on your mind, man? What are you thinking? Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
We're all right. What's going on?
Hello?
We're here. Turn the radio down. What's going on?
Well, just from a fan standpoint of view, it's going to be hard to hold us, let alone that locker room. You know what I mean? It's hard holding us as it is. But Mike is faltering. I mean, he's holding the ball too long.
Yes.
He only has one outlet. That's Drake. And you're getting to a point where you're forcing him the ball. Sauce like they had a pick yesterday. You know, I looked at the stats with Jonathan. He ran the ball about 37 times. We got two dynamic backs that barely touched the ball like that. I mean, they had a good season. I mean, a good game. But, I mean, why you didn't continue force feeding them the ball? You give the ball to Bijan one time, he gets 1 yard or two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yards or 10 yards, and then just pass, bad pass. And we out. How many 3-9s and 3-8s did I look at yesterday?
A bunch.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many to be comfortable with, you know? So it all reflects on coaching. You take a first-year coach that brings in a first-year unit, you got to coach like your life depended on it. O.J. went and got the dream team. Raheem should have brought some people with him that knew that had some experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.